This is Akashwani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a conclave of chief ministers of the National Democratic Alliance, NDA, and their deputies in Chandigarh yesterday. BJP President JP Nadda, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Home Minister Amit Shah also attended the meeting. The meeting focused on national development issues. It also included discussions on the observance of Samvidhan Ka Amrit Mahotsav. Around 17 chief ministers and 18 deputy chief ministers of the NDA alliance attended the meeting. BJP National President JP Nadda said that this is the first meeting of the non-Congress government, which was attended by all parties. He said a total of 6 resolutions were passed in the meeting. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that the National Democratic Alliance NDA is committed to advancing national progress and empowering the poor and the downtrodden. In a social media post after chairing a meeting of the NDA chief ministers and deputy chief ministers in Chandigarh yesterday, Mr. Modi stated that they have had extensive discussions on good governance and ways to improve people's lives. Union Minister of State for Science and Technology Dr. Jitendra Singh laid the foundation stone for the Centre of Excellence in Ayurveda Research at the CSIR National Institute for Interdisciplinary Science and Technology, NIIST campus in Pappanam Kod, Thiruvananthapuram yesterday. The program was organized to mark the Golden Jubilee of CSIR NIIST. Speaking on the occasion, Dr. Jitendra Singh said that CSIR is the leading pioneer institute engaged in scientific research in the country. The minister emphasized that Kerala's traditional system of Ayurvedic treatment should explore the avenues of modern technology. Union Culture and Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat and Minister of State for Coal and Mines Satish Chandra Dubey unveiled the first ever coal gallery at the National Science Centre in New Delhi yesterday. The exhibition, Black Diamond, Unveiling the Depths, is based on the lifespan of coal, which aims to provide information about the discovery of coal, coal extraction process, techniques used to extract coal, and the mining of minerals. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shekhawat said this exhibition gives real experience about coal and other minerals. Political activities are gaining momentum in Maharashtra ahead of the upcoming assembly elections. The Mahavikas Aghadi leaders held an important meeting in Mumbai. Shiv Sena UBT MP Sanjay Raut, Maharashtra Congress President Nana Patole, Leader of the Opposition in Maharashtra Assembly Vijay Wadettiwar, NCP Leader Jitendra Avhad, NCP President Jayant Patel and other leaders attended the Mahavikas Aghadi MVA Alliance meeting. The notification for the Maharashtra Assembly polls will be issued on 22nd of October. Single-phase polling for all 288 Assembly seats in Maharashtra will be held on 28th of November 2024, while the counting of the votes will take place on 23rd of November. Cinestar Tamanna Bhatia appeared before the Enforcement Directorate in Guwahati yesterday. She has been summoned by the ED in relation to a case related to alleged promotion of an online betting app. ED officials questioned her for 7 to 8 hours and after that she left office. The exact charge, if any, against her is not yet known. Veteran actor Debraj Roy passed away at the age of 69. He made significant contributions to Bengali cinema and Doordarshan. Debraj Roy made his cinematic debut in Satyajit Ray's Pratidwandi in 1970 and became a household name with his outstanding performance in Mineral Sen's Calcutta 71. In Pakistan, the protests against rape incident in Lahore turned severe as various incidents of violence, vandalism and arson were reported in various cities. According to media reports, at least 250 protesters were arrested in Rawalpindi yesterday. In cricket, New Zealand were 180 for 3 in their first innings at stumps against India on the second day of first stage of 3-match series at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru yesterday. Rachin Ravindra and Daryl Mitchell were at the crease when stumps were drawn in the evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.